Amen. Thank you, girls. Wonderful song. Boy, we should never lose the importance of what Jesus did for us on that old cross. Did so much for us, paid the price for all of our sins that we could be free and go to heaven. Thank you. Wonderful song. Wonderful song. Praise the Lord. Take your Bible, please, this morning and go with me to the book of Acts and chapter number 26. In your Bibles this morning, the book of Acts in chapter number 26, it's a wonderful passage of scripture. It's the story of the Apostle Paul before Herod Agrippa, and he earnestly desires to see Herod Agrippa come to Christ. And you know, Herod makes this confession here in this passage, and he says, "Almost you persuaded me to be Christian." He said, you got real close to persuading me to be a Christian. You know, I wonder how many people there are in the world like that. I wonder how many people are. They're close, but, you know, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, right? Close really doesn't count. What matters is that it's settled and that you know Christ as your Savior. And so that's the context of the passage, but in the context of the passage, the Apostle Paul goes to Agrippa and he's giving him really his testimony of how God saved him there in Acts 9 on the road to Damascus and what God had done in his life and how God had changed him. And he's telling Herod Agrippa what God had done for him. And so it picks up here at verse 13 and following from verse 13. Through the rest of this passage with me as I read it this morning. The Bible says, "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord Jesus, thou Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision." Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today, and thank you for the privilege to open it and hear it, God. And I pray that, God, we'd hear with our spiritual hearts and our spiritual ears this morning thy word that you want us to hear. And Lord, I pray that in all these next few moments we'd cloud out all the other circumstances of life that come upon us and all the other things that distract us and take our attention. And I pray, Lord, you'd help us just for these next few moments just to focus on the truths of Scripture that you've given to us, that, Lord, our hearts might be blessed and challenged and warmed, and that we'd see, Lord, what you want us to do. Lord, I pray that you take thy word, Lord, and meet the need of every heart. Someone here, Lord, today may not be saved. They may not know you. And I pray, Lord, today that like you did to the Apostle Paul, you shine that light in their heart and they trusted you. So do that again this morning, we pray. Lord, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. There is a phrase I want to speak directly on this morning, verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, to open their eyes. And I want to speak this morning on that thought, Lord, open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes. The Bible tells us that God called the Apostle Paul to go to the Gentiles. And at that time, it was a people who did not know God, and it was a people who had not known the living God. But God loved them, and God wanted a message to go to them. And he said, I'm going to send you, Paul, to those Gentiles, and I want to send them to you that through me, their eyes will be open, that they can see me. It's amazing how easy it is for our eyes to be closed. Our eyes can be closed very easily. And the Apostle Paul, God is telling Paul, he said, there's a lot of people out there whose eyes are closed, and I've got so much for them to see. I do not want them to be blind. I have a whole world that is waiting for their eyes to see. He said, and so Paul, I want you to go to them. Send your word to them that your eyes might be open. You see, the day when a person gets saved and a person realizes what God is trying to do in their life, it is an eye-opening day. It's an eye-opening experience. Every one of us probably have testimonies in life of how we're just coasting along, doing our thing in life, and all of a sudden somebody may invite you to a church, or a soul winner comes and knocks on your door one day and gives you the gospel, and something just, the lights come on. I mean, something just changes. And you can remember that time. Maybe you're sitting in a service, or maybe you're even in your car, maybe listening to a message or someplace, and something just struck you, and it just changed your way of thinking. It opened your eyes, so to speak, to what God had for you. And God sent Paul, the Apostle Paul, to a people whose eyes were closed. And just by sending them to them didn't mean that their eyes would be opened, but we see dotted throughout Scripture in the Old Testament, one by one, this person and that person whose heart the Lord had touched, and they opened their hearts and received Christ. And man, God did a great change in their life. It was William Tyndale who wrote the English Bible in the early 1500s. He translated it into the English language. And for that, he was burned at the stake in 1536. And as they put him on that stake and they wrapped a chain around his neck onto that stake, his last words were these: Lord, open the eyes of the King of England that he may see. Can I say to you today, that's the number one problem in our world today, is that eyes are not open to God and his needs. If eyes were open, more people would trust him, more people would be saved. If our eyes were open, there would be more people who would find Christ. There would be so many more people who would live a whole different way than what we're living today, because our eyes are open. You know, it wasn't but 3 years later that God granted that prayer of William Tyndale. And the Lord allowed the king and touched his heart, changed his heart. And he then ordered Bibles to be brought to every church in England. Someone's eyes got opened. Someone's eyes were changed. I know a preacher who was a good baseball player. Man, he was good. Brother Kelly. I've seen him throw a baseball from outfield all the way home. I mean, when I throw a baseball, I'm lucky to throw it from first base to home. In fact, I got to take a few steps forward and throw it as hard as I can, and finally it gets there. And if you had as much to get over to pass that ball as I did, you'd do that, have the same problem, right? But you know, he was offered a contract with the California Angels to go play baseball. Could have had a great career, but God called him to preach. God opened his eyes to what he needed to do in life. And he realized that all other things in life were nothing. They were just watersheds. And the pinnacle was God's will in his life. He had his eyes opened. He had his eyes open. I say to you today, we live in a world of closed eyes. It's so possible that many people's eyes are closed. Take your Bible and go to Acts chapter 28, just a couple pages over in your Bible. And I want you to look at verse 24 in this passage. Acts 28, verse 24. And notice it says here, "And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles, that they will hear it." You know, verse 27 describes a lot of people in this world today. They just can't hear God. And it's not that they can't. It's that they won't. God is speaking. His voice is clear. But yet, it's so easy to close the ears. It's so easy to pass the buck. Somebody else, that message is for somebody else. Boy, that person behind me, they sure need that message. Well, that person over there, they need this. But my ears are closed. And it's so easy to close off our ears. We can't hear the calling of God. We can't hear the cry of the lost. We cannot hear. We don't want to be burdened with someone else's burden. And so we close our ears and we close our eyes to the real problems. And that's what's put us in this shape of this world, is that our eyes are closed. Our eyes are closed. We've closed our eyes. Christ came to save us. Can I say, first of all, we need to open our eyes concerning eternity. We need to open our eyes concerning eternity. I'll tell you something. The Bible tells us there's a day coming when this earth is not going to be like this. There's a day coming when in death, if you die, you're going to go either to heaven or to hell. There is no in-between place. There is no purgatory. It's not in the Word of God. It's either heaven or hell. And somebody would say, well, I don't believe there's a real hell. That won't make it go away. It won't disappear. It won't cool down just because we close our eyes to it. We need to open our eyes concerning eternity, because I want to tell you something. There is a real heaven and there is a real hell, and God says there's no in-between place, and everyone who's ever lived is going to find themselves in one of those two places forever and ever and ever. Amen. You know, if you open your eyes and you look at hell in the scriptures, you'll see it's a place of burning and torment. And we don't like that in our world today. People feel like if you preach on hell that you're judging them. No, the truth is we want to free them from that. We don't want anybody to go there. But we have to open our eyes to the truth. So many people want to close their eyes about eternity as if heaven is not going to matter. Hell is not going to matter. They live in just thinking thoughts, but they don't open their eyes to what God said. You know, the rich man in Luke 16, he died and he went to a place called hell. And he said, send Lazarus to me, that he will dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. And Lazarus had sores all over his body. He was a beggar that fed from the crumbs of the rich man's table. But when the rich man died, he went to hell. And Lazarus went to heaven. according to Luke 16. He said, send Lazarus with those sores all over his hands and let him just tip his finger in water and touch my tongue. Now, when it's hot out, I want a big glass of water to quench my thirst. I cannot imagine a place so hot and so tormentuous that touching somebody's infectious finger put on my tongue, it doesn't say cold water, it says cool water, that would be enough relief. But that's what the Bible said he did. You say it's a scare tactic. No, it's an open your eyes truth. And so many people are blind willingly by choice. I heard about a man who was deaf all his life, and they offered him an opportunity to have a cochlear implant placed in his ears that he could finally hear after decades of living. And the man said, no, I've lived so long this way, I'm just going to stay deaf the rest of my life. And you know, a lot of people are like that spiritually. They want to stay with their ears closed and their eyes closed. But can I tell you what? One day, that death angel's going to come. He's going to knock on your door, and you say, I'm not ready. Well, you better get ready, because he's coming. You know, there's not one man that's ever been born in this life that has not died. There's no such thing as earthly immortality. We're all going to die someday. We're all going to die. And it doesn't do any good to close your eyes to it. I'll tell you what will do good is to trust what Christ said and open your eyes and say, I need God's saving grace in my heart and my life. And the grace of God will be poured out to you and me wonderfully, and God will give us eternal life. But it never happens when we close our eyes. See, the Apostle Paul had to go to a people whose eyes were closed so that he could bring them the light of the gospel and that it would change their life. I have a testimony that I've been changed by the gospel. It changed my life, my direction, my family, my way. It's changed everything in my life. So many of you have the same testimony. You're going along in life, and one day your eyes got opened to eternity. Can I say to you today that there is, conversely, a wonderful heaven that awaits those who are saved? Amen. As awful as hell is, hell's counterpart of blessings is heaven. And it's wonderful and amazing. Hey, they paved streets with gold up there. People fight and steal for a few ounces on this earth. Man, they pave streets with it up there. It's a wonderful place. It's a beautiful place. And you know what? Everybody wants to go there. But why is it that some will not go? It's because they didn't open their eyes to Christ. So here's the problem. We're all sinners. Every one of us. We're all sinners. And no sinner can get to heaven with sin on their account, because heaven's a perfect place. That sin needs to be forgiven before we can get into heaven, or else sin, we'd take our sins to heaven. And there'd be thousands of sins in heaven. Heaven would be just as bad as this earth is. We need it forgiven, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And when Christ paid the debt of our sins, it was to open our eyes to this understanding that we must ask him to cleanse us of our sin and forgive us of those sins, and he will. But you know, when our eyes never get opened, we die those sins on our account. And we spend eternity away from God in hell forever. And the Bible says on that great white throne judgment day that God will look into the eyes of men and he'll say, apart from me, I never knew you. You say, that's horrible. No, it's just. It fits the righteousness of God Because sin cannot enter into heaven, and sin has to be paid for. There is a redemptive price for all sin. So I'm saying, open your eyes to eternity. Open your eyes to eternity. Are you saved this morning? Do you know it? Is it settled? You say, well, I go to church. Going to church can't get you to heaven any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's what God says. That's what he said. But would you open your eyes to your need? Would you? Anyone here who has this testimony that one day God opened their eyes? And by the way, I can't open anyone's eyes. I can't. But the Word of God and the Spirit of God preached has that power to penetrate the truth to our mind from God. And God teaches us, hey, like he did Paul, he said, go tell them what I did, because it can open their eyes to me. Oh, is our eyes open about eternity? Can I tell you, even Christian, if you're living your life for these earthly things, if the world enamors you and that is what you're pursuing, and with all your heart you're going after this world, I got news for you. It's all going to burn up one day. It's not going to matter all that you have. This endless pursuit of materialistic things in life is nothing more than a distraction for people to their eyes to be open to the truth. Because eternal daily things, the things you have, is not going to last forever. The car we drive, it's not going to last forever. Especially if it's a Ford, it's just not going to last forever. Had to get that in there sooner or later. I'm simply saying this morning, we all need our eyes opened. We all need our eyes open to what's really going to matter in life. Can I tell you what? I thank God for the soul winners in this church, the people who want to have a heart to reach people, give up their Saturdays, maybe the only day you have off, so you can go out and talk to people and try to show them the way. And you meet a lot of people whose eyes are closed. Their eyes are closed. And can I tell you what? Doesn't bring us a heart of judgment to them. It should bring us a heart of prayer for them. It should cause us to ask God, like William Tyndale did, to Lord, open their eyes. Help them to see. And you know, when we live in the Word and live by the Word, and we go out into this world, it becomes this testimony that the world sees somebody. And through us, their eyes can be opened. And they can hear the gospel. So I say, are our eyes open about eternity? Secondly, is our eyes open according to God's ways? Is our eyes open according to God's ways? You know, God's ways are higher than our ways. The Bible declares us. Men think on an earthly scale. We think on an earthly realm. But God doesn't think that way. God thinks in ways of righteousness and doing what is good and right and pleasing in his sight. He is no fool, gives up his life so that others' eyes can be opened. I thank God for preachers and missionaries who go to the vast parts of the world. Why? So somebody's eyes can be open. They need somebody to teach them God's ways. God's ways bring us blessings. Can I say thirdly today that it's possible to see spiritual things that we cannot see and things that we've never seen before? You know that's possible. It's possible to see things that we've never seen before. Take your Bible with me for just a moment. Go over to 2 Kings chapter 6. I want you to see this. In the book of 2 Kings chapter number 6. Very interesting passage of scripture. It's a story that reiterates this fact that there are spiritual things that we haven't seen that can be seen. I'm not talking about something spooky. I'm talking about this idea of a Christian whose eyes are, spiritual eyes are open and open to God. 2 Kings chapter 6. Notice verse number 17 with me this morning. It says here, "And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. When they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were coming to Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw. Behold, they were in the midst of Samaria." See, I'm saying to you that there are things about God that we can see if we'll open our eyes. There are things about how we ought to change and live in our life if we'll just open our eyes to what God would have us to do. I went to visit a young man yesterday in the hospital. He's an older guy now. I call him a young man because when he was in eighth grade, he was in my children's deaf class back in the 80s. I'll show you a little bit of how old I am. Back in the 80s, he was an eighth grader. Name's Bernardo Harrison. He'd come to class. I went to Bernardo's house to visit him one day. And I asked him, I said, Bernardo, do you know the Lord? We talked in sign language. And I said, Bernardo, do you know the Lord? As you say, are you saved? Bernardo said, I don't know what that means. I began to explain to him the Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of God, how he could be saved and know it. And deaf people have this experience. They don't lack expression in their face. It's part of the language. And when I began to talk to him about the Lord, he began to, this opening came up to his mind, and he said, yes, I want to be saved. And in sign language, we prayed right there. I think it was back in 1987 or something like that. He got saved. And Vernado's been serving the Lord ever since that time. Can I tell you, it wasn't me that did anything. It was the Lord that opened his eyes because he needed to be saved and trust the Lord. You can go along in life and just cruise along at the same pace as you want and live with a closed eye if you choose. But one day, you're going to die. And when that day comes, are you going to go to heaven? And the choice is yours. You know, God's a gentleman. God doesn't come and force us to do anything. God's not going to twist your arm behind your back and say, get saved, get saved, get saved. But if you and I can sense and hear the word of God and see it with our eyes and let it genuinely affect us, we're able to see our need and come to Christ and then live our life in that same eye-opening way and live for him every day. If we can do that, can I tell you, someday when you die, you don't have to worry about the flames of hell. You can be saved and on your way to heaven. I wish I could make it clearer, clearer, clearer. It's as clear as I know how to present it. But I want to tell you something. Unless your eyes are open, you never see it. you know, we live in a world today that the devil just kind of keeps them going along, distraction after distraction, one thing after another, just to kind of keep their mind avenued away from opening their eyes and stopping and seeing. We live in a world where we're so busy. We don't have time sometimes to just stop and recognize that there's something we need to see. And there's so many people in this world that will go along in a whole life long, never opening their eyes to God. But can I tell you what? God wants every eye to be open to Him and every eye to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Thank God. There's a Sunday school teacher named Ed Kimball who had a young boy in his Sunday school class, and he worked at a shoe store. And he wanted to go visit the boy, and he was nervous because he wanted to present the gospel to him. And he paced outside of the shoe store that day, just nervously wringing his hands, getting up the gumption to go tell him and to talk to the young man. And finally, he got the nerve and he went in that store. And he went to the store and he began to talk to that boy. The old shoe stores had those narrow passageways and back, and shoes going all the way up as high as could be. And back in that narrow hallway, Ed Kimball talked to that young boy. And his eyes were open in the back of that shoe store that day. And his name was D.L. Moody. And D.L. Moody, when his eyes were open, God set a flame in his heart, his mind. And he wasn't stuck on selling shoes anymore. He wanted to do something for the Savior. And it's estimated that through the preaching of D.L. Moody in America and England and other countries, that over 1 million people through his life came to know Christ. All because that one man had his eyes opened. Oh, listen, when we have our eyes open, God can do great things through us too. And He desires to. He wants to. He wants to do great things through us. We just have to let Him keep our eyes open to Him. Are your eyes open to Him? There are things that God can do through you that you can't see today. Paul never saw himself as a preacher of the gospel, but when he opened his eyes, or should I say, when God opened his eyes, that's when God changed him for good. May it be our prayer today to say, Lord, would you open my eyes? Would you open my eyes to the lost? Would you open my eyes to the need? Lord, would you open my eyes that I could live so much better for you, that I could live with you as my priority in everything? Lord, open my eyes. Are your eyes open today?